Surah An-Nazi'at is like the other Meccan surahs in that it speaks about the aqeedah of the believer, the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in the divine guidance of Allah azza wa jal, belief in resurrection and repayment. So belief in Allah, belief in the revelation, belief in the hereafter. This surah also speaks about Fir'aun and his tyranny, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him time to repent and then snatched him away. And the surah also compares the tyranny of Fir'aun to the tyranny of the people of Mecca, because they were doing things similar to what Fir'aun was doing to his people. And then in the end of the surah, it speaks about the final hour and when it shall arrive. The question, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ, they ask you regarding the hour.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة قلوب يومئذ واجفة أبصارها خاشعة يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة أئذا كنا عظاما نخرة قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة فإنما هي زجرة واحدة فإذا هم بالساهرة هل أتاك حديث موسى إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى فأراه الآية الكبرى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها رفع سمكها فسواها وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها والجبال أرساها متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها.
In the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with the testification. We see a little difference in the testification here, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifying by the angels. And the angels indeed are of enormous and lofty status to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see that here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testifying by them. And these are two types of angels, the angels of mercy and the angels of torment and punishment. And the maqsum alayh is in this verse, or in the surah, is mahdoof, is in brackets. And you can see it there at the end of verse 5, it says, so verily you disbelievers will be called to account. And that is the maqsum alayh. It's understood. And it's understood from the verse that comes after it, which is here, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts talking about the repayment and the judgment and the resurrection, and so we understand that the maqsum alayh is that indeed and verily the kuffar will be taken to account. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So that the resurrection is the truth, and the hour shall come, and that nothing can stop it. The maqsum alayh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses testifies by five types of angels. And this is actually one of the exam questions. Name two of the types of the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies by. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَ. غَرْقَ, ulama mentioned that if a person was to take, for example, a tree, if you've ever seen those machines that pull out trees, and you've seen an enormous tree that's been pulled out, and you look at the roots of that tree, it's like almost the life and soul of this tree was ripped out. And that it wouldn't have let go of this earth if it wasn't for that. And they mentioned this when talking about a kafir, an ungrateful, disobedient person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that their soul will be ripped out. Gharqa. And that is the tearing out, and they gave the example of how a tree is torn out with its roots. Similarly, the soul of the kafir will be pulled out in such a way. Compare that with verse 2. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا. In verse 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا. Of the angels who gently take out the souls of the believers. The nasht is that gentleness. نَاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا. These angels are the gentle ones that take out the soul of the believer when their time of death comes. Verse 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the angels that travel through the sky as if they're swimming. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا. And we know, such as a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when people sit down remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels are like swimming in the skies, and when they see people remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they come down upon them. And then they join that gathering in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we hope that the angels are in our gathering right now, because when all these people, they're doing their sorority this and their sorority that, then inshallah the angels are here and not there. Inshallah. In fact, just making a point there, that when the angels come back, that it said in the end of that hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let them go for I've forgiven them all. In the people of that gathering. So the angels reply, Ya Allah, there was someone who wasn't one of them. Meaning that he was just passing by. He sat down, he was embarrassed to like get up. So he was just there, but he didn't mean to be there. Should he get the forgiveness also? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. And even that person who didn't mean to be there, even he is forgiven. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُمُ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَشْقَى جَلِيسُهُمْ. That they are the people whom, those people who sit with them will not fall into despair. Just the people that sit with them. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we never fall into despair, inshaAllah. Verse 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَى. Those who press forward. And سِبَاق, you might have heard that word before. It has the meaning of racing. سَبْقَى. to beat someone, to race. The sabiqat are those who take the soul, the believing souls, to paradise. So when a Muslim dies, or a believing soul dies, then the angels race to take it up to the paradise and take it up to the heavens. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا The مُدَبِّرَاتِ are those angels who are in charge of fulfilling the affairs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as the rain, angels of the rain, the wind, the provision, the ages of people, the earthquakes, floods, all the affairs of the dunya and the deen. These are al-mudabbirati amra. Mudabbirat amra, arranged to do the commands of the Lord. And so the maqsum alayh, like we said, is there in the brackets, because of the verse that comes after, about yawma tarjufu rajifa. So the maqsum alayh is, indeed you will be resurrected, that the resurrection is the truth, and the hour is the truth, shall come and nothing can stop it, and you will be taken to account for what you've done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 6, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّاجِفَةِ On the day, تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ And it says there in back when the trumpet is blown and the mountains will shake violently, everybody will die. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ تَتْبَعُهَا And after it is الرَّاجِفَةِ الرَّاجِفَةِ As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that the Rajifa and Radifa, they are the two blowings of the trumpet. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ is the first blowing of the trumpet where everybody will be wiped out. تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةِ The Radifa, the second blowing of the trumpet, is when the people will be resurrected and then the judgment, the day of judgment begins after that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying about of the realities and giving us a glimpse of that day, قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ That the hearts on that day, يَوْمَئِذٍ on that day, قلوب his hearts, wajifa, it will shake and will quiver. If you've ever, I don't know if you understand, like it's popular, we say like a quivering heart, but I don't think we've understood truly what a heart that quivers, what it's like to have a person's heart. Usually they say a heart attack, if a heart is like really quivering and shaking and flipping in its beats. That's a heart attack. But this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that the hearts are shaking on this day, for the fear of what they've come forward with from their lives. أَبْصَارُهَا خَاشِعَةً That its eyes in the dunya, they didn't have khushu'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day. The eyes have the khushu'a to Allah azza wa jalla, fear and anxiety. أَبْصَارُهَا خَاشِعَةً And now here, this is almost like as if there's a picture, the reality of the day of resurrection, and it's almost like, you know, you pop the bubble and then you look at today, like right here, right now. Where are these people? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, يَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ They say, and it's almost, or they say it in mocking, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَقُولُونَ They say, أَإِنَّا Are we going to be لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ If they say in Arabic, رَجَعَ فُلَان فِي حَافِرَتِهِ That means, if he goes back in the road that he came, and we understand in Canada, and you might understand here, if you go through the snow, right, and you walk in the footsteps, and the snow is very deep, so if a person goes through the snow, and then they have to go back in that same path, and they follow those same footsteps, they would say, رَجَعَ فُلَانٌ فِي حَافِرَتِهِ So here, there's that he's going back in his path. So they're saying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna lamarduduna fil hafira." That are you saying that after we're dead, we go back in our footsteps and come back to life? And then the next verse, "Aida kunna ivaman nakhira." That after we've been crumbled bones, and they made this statement to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when one of them crushed a bone in front of the Prophet ﷺ and blew the dust in his face. And he said, that are you claiming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring this dust back to life? To mock the Prophet ﷺ in front of everyone. أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرًا And then in verse 12, they say, out of mocking. And when the Prophet ﷺ would say, yes, indeed this is going to happen. And it has both connotations also. They say in mocking, تِلْكَ إِذَنْ كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ That تِلْكَ then, إِذَنْ after that is كَرَّةٌ return, khasira, with a loss. They'll say, oh, then we'll be in big trouble if that's the truth. Meaning that the Prophet ﷺ would say that, and that then I guess we'll be in big trouble. And you can imagine, how can you argue with someone like that? قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذَنْ كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرًا. And then in verse 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, but what is it? What triggers all of this? فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. That it's nothing more than one zajra. One, and zajra is a scream, zajratun wahida, that it only takes the one screaming of the trumpet. And in fact, the angel, as the hadith mentioned, that he already has taken his breath to blow the trumpet. Meaning that he's holding his breath, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, the trumpet is blown. It's even not even, there's not even a moment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angel, and he sucks in his air and then breathes into the trumpet. He's already holding his breath. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it begins now. It's only zajratun wahida, fa'idha hum bisahira. With one zajra, with one scream of this trumpet, and then they're in that open plain. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ. The earth was after it was destroyed and it's wiped out and it's kept, or it's knocked out, and buildings like this, even a building that we're in, will be knocked out. And it will be flattened. And it will be an earth unlike the earth that the people understood before. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ. It's just one blowing the trumpet, and the judgment begins from there. And Surah Ibrahim, verse 48, Allah Azza says, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضِ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. Surah Ibrahim, verse 48, where Allah Azza says, the day when the earth will be replaced with a different earth. An earth that they didn't understand or they didn't know before. And you see this in the verses where the things will be wiped out and knocked out of all the tribulation that had happened. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضِ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. Then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. And like we mentioned earlier, when the question would come from Allah and the Messenger, they would say, Allahu wa Rasulu A'lam. They would answer the question, Allahu wa Rasulu A'lam, but they would pay full attention to the answer, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pay attention to these things. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. Has the story of Musa come to you? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins. And this story of Fir'aun and his tyranny is an example for the people of Mecca who are doing this to the Muslims, and it's an example for anyone who chooses this path of transgression and tyranny. And it comes as a reassurance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you'll see the stories that talk about the prophets, most of them are Meccan surahs. Because of the tribulation that the believers were going through, the stories would come down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the believers, showing how other people had gone through this, and in the end victory was theirs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them victory, such as the story of Yusuf, the story of Musa, and all the prophets. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. That's why I said this picture in the background is Turi Sina. It's not Wadi al-Muqaddas, which is a different place. Wadi al-Muqaddasi طُوَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him, اذهب, go to, إلى فرعون. Go to Fir'aun. إِنَّهُ طَغَى. That he's transgressed. He has gone beyond the bounds of his tyranny and his arrogance against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this arrogance, in fact, and this tyranny was not only against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was against the humans and Allah azza wa jalla. So concerning Allah, he claimed that he was God himself. And concerning the people, he murdered their children, he enslaved them. And so with Allah and with the people, he was this tyrant. And it's interesting here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that we learn, Allah azza wa jalla knows that Fir'aun would not accept the mission, correct? So a person may say, well, why waste Musa's time? It's known he wouldn't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa to Fir'aun knowing that Fir'aun wouldn't accept, but that's not an issue concerning Musa. Musa's issue is that he should pass on the message, the hujjah, that at least he was told. And so there's no excuse that a person says, oh, I wasn't told, and so on. He was told, and then the punishment comes after that. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example, because in other verses, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, saying to Musa and Harun, speak layyin words to Fir'aun. Speak gentle words to Fir'aun. فَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرْ أَوْ يَخْشَى, that perhaps he may remember or fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, Allah gives us a glimpse of those words that Musa was to say to Fir'aun. There's actually, in the history, a man had come to the Khalifa. You know how when people don't like what the Imam is doing in the middle of the khutbah, I don't know if it's happened here, but someone will just get up and will say, you're a hypocrite, and this whole mess is going to hell, and all of you are... Has that ever happened? No? Alhamdulillah. Someone did that in one of my lectures, actually. Right? But he didn't mean to me, they said. He just had a problem. But... And someone went to the Khalifa and did this. You know, they're shouting at him, and you're a tyrant, you did this, and you did that. And he, using the most foul and aggressive language at the Khalifa. And so the Khalifa is very knowledgeable. He said, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent someone better than you. He sent Musa and Fir'aun to someone who was worse than me. Sent them to Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ لَيِّنًا. And so say to him words of gentleness. لَعَلَّهُ يَذَّكَّرْ أَوْ يَخْشَى. That perhaps he'll remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps he'll fear Allah azza wa jalla. So whenever you see a Muslim like using that kind of harsh language, and a lot of times it's the first moment someone did something wrong, harshness, immediately, as the first resort. And I'm not saying that it can't be a resort later on, and you'll see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun. It came up later, but from the beginning, it was the gentleness. And so you just say to them, look, am I Fir'aun? My Fir'aun, they'll say, you're very close. Well, even if I was, you still have to speak gentle to me. Because this is the same Lord that you think you're defending and speak on behalf, He tells you to do da'wah like this. It's a commandment to do it like this, just like it's a commandment to command the good and forbid the evil. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. And for those who understand the Arabic, they can understand the gentleness of these words. هَلْ لَكَ. Would you care to? Like you would say to someone, would you care for another drink? You'd say, هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. Now this is a murderer, a tyrant, who claimed to be God. And he said, would you care to purify yourself? In of the most gentlest wordings, هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. And I'll guide you to your Lord. فَتَخْشَى. And so you'll fear Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Musa alayhi salam, and actually this is something, and I've seen ulama that spoke about it, the discussion of Musa with Fir'aun, his da'wah. You can learn so many lessons from the discussion that Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks of between Musa and Fir'aun. There's so much to learn from there. Here, Musa went directly to a core issue, and that was the heart of Fir'aun. He didn't talk about the enslavement of the people. He didn't talk about him claiming to be God. He didn't talk about the children that were being murdered. He went straight to him purifying his heart. هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. Because it was from that evil heart that these other things were coming. All this other, the murder and the tyranny was coming from the heart. And so he went straight for that core issue to purify that heart. هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. And it also shows us, وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فِشَخْشَى. He was a very arrogant person. And so Musa didn't use anything to ignite that arrogance. And you'll see he did get arrogant, but it wasn't because of Musa, alayhi salam. And when dealing with people, sometimes Muslim approach the da'wah in such a way is that the only way the person can save themselves is to reject the da'wah. That they're humiliated in such a way that if they accept the da'wah, they've accepted being humiliated. And they have to like just let go of their ego, and they're humiliated by accepting the da'wah. And that's Muslims in their incorrect da'wah technique, they put people into corners like that. Which makes them and forces them to reject the correct guidance. But this isn't what Musa did with Fir'aun. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةِ الْكُبْرَى, that He showed him the great sign, and the miracles, and of the great sign was the staff of Musa alayhi salam, and there were other signs that he came with. And so here the reaction of Fir'aun, فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى, he disbelieved, the takdhib, the belied, it says there, the disbelief, وَعَصَى, and disobeyed, ثُمَّ أَدْبَر, and turned his back, يَسَى, striving, and says there in brackets, ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ يَسَى, striving against Allah, فَحَشَرَ, and you see it, the climax coming, فَحَشَرَ, he gathered everybody, فَنَادَى, he called over everyone, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, he said, I'm your Lord, the Most High. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى,
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him and seized him and punished him from the beginning to the end. Everything that he did, he was snatched for that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً, that in this is a lesson, لِمَنْ يَخْشَى, for those people who would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.